Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, March 31st. Reporting for Radio On The Go News, I'm Jason Eaton. Police are investigating a report of shots fired early Sunday morning in Belmont. According to a Facebook post from the Belmont Police Department, officers were called to the 200 block of Gabrielson Drive at approximately 3:30 a.m. on March 29th. Officers arrived on scene and began investigating the incident. Authorities say no additional details are being released at this time. Police say there is no known threat to the public related to the incident. The Belmont Police Department says more information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Belmont Police Department. Belmont police were assisted at the scene by Belmont Ambulance Service, the Wright County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed ordinance that would place a moratorium on new data center development during its meeting this morning. A public hearing is scheduled for 9:15 a.m. on the proposed ordinance that would temporarily halt new permit applications for data center projects in unincorporated areas of the county. Following the hearing, the supervisors will consider waiving the first and second readings and move to a third and final reading of the ordinance. Other agenda items include a department update from Secondary Roads Engineer Jay Waddingham and a strategic planning discussion with Iowa State Extension and Outreach. Supervisors will also set a public hearing date for the fiscal year 2027 budget and act on several resolutions, including updates to county policies and procedures and the Noxious Weed Control Program for summer of 2026. The board will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the Franklin County Courthouse. Two area agricultural operations are among 30 recipients of state funding through the Choose Iowa Value Added Grant Program. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg announced the awards as part of Iowa Ag Week, with $500,000 distributed statewide to support projects that expand production and market access for Iowa-grown products. In Hampton, Carlson Tree Farm was awarded $7,286 to construct a small retail building to be known as a Little Barn Market, aimed at expanding value-added product sales for their Christmas tree farm. In Clarion, Grandview Beef received $22,372 to purchase a refrigerated trailer, allowing for safer and more reliable transportation of grass-fed Iowa-raised beef to customers across Iowa. State officials say the grants are designed to help farmers and small businesses increase processing capacity, improve distribution, and connect more local products with consumers. The program has awarded more than $2.1 million to 130 projects since launching in 2022. Hampton Newmont Cal will host a Kick the Stigma event next month aimed at raising awareness about mental health and suicide prevention. The event is scheduled for Thursday, April 16th, when the Bulldogs soccer teams take on Charles City in a varsity doubleheader. High school principal Matt Trosky tells Radio On The Go News the effort is about connecting students and the community with available supports and reducing stigma around mental health.
Over the last few years, again, Hampton Dumont has been, you know, struck with a little bit of tragedy in terms of the loss of some of our students. And one of the ways that we feel like we can continue to grow and get better for our students and our staff and our community is to hold events like this that take away the stigma of mental health, brain health concerns, along with just providing hope to people that there are resources out there. It doesn't necessarily matter your situation financially or where you live, but that there's always somebody available.
Trosky says there will be roughly six vendors on hand to share information and materials with attendees.
I know that we might have some opportunities from Alive and Running with Ryan Nesbitt. We will have somebody, I believe, from Franklin General out there. We have some local services that might be present. The idea is to provide promotional materials to you all so you have the resources. If you walk around our high school building, you'll see both in English and in Spanish things like 988 numbers. Who do you call? Who do you text? We have some information that we've used in the past. We don't have them this year, but stickers for people to be able to contact. And so really it's about making sure that every kid, every person who's going through something knows that we have somebody present.
The event also builds on similar efforts at the school and comes as the district continues expanding mental health awareness and peer support programs for schools. The evening begins with the girls' match at 5, followed by the boys' game at 7 p.m. Following Mayor Michael Nuss's resignation effective March 27th, the Ackley City Council is moving to fill the mayoral vacancy by appointment. Nuss, first elected in 2021, announced he was stepping down at the council's regular meeting on March 11th. At a special council session on March 25th, the council approved procedures for filling the vacancy, setting the appointment for the April 8th regular meeting. Interested candidates must submit written requests to City Hall by 4 p.m. on Monday, April 6th. The appointment will serve until December 31st, 2027, unless electors file a petition requiring a special election. In addition to the mayoral vacancy, the City of Ackley is seeking candidates for two other key positions. Public Works Supervisor Kendall Meyer announced his resignation at the March 11th council meeting, and Deputy City Clerk Tina Groniga had also resigned to take another job. More information on these openings can be found at ackleyiowa.net. During the March 25th session, the council approved the fiscal year 27 proposed budget and set a public hearing for April 14th. They selected night sanitation for temporary residential garbage services at $3.52 per household and approved a resolution regarding employee wages. The Butler County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at the Butler County Courthouse in Allison. The board will convene at 9 a.m. in the Courthouse Basement Emergency Operations Center. Supervisors are scheduled to set a date and time for a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. The board will also receive an update from the county engineer. Other items on the agenda include acknowledging receipt of a manure management plan, short form, annual update from Sunray Pork Site number 66207. The full agenda can be found at radioonthego.com. The Clarksville City Council took special steps towards finalizing the fiscal year 2027 budget during a pair of special meetings March 26th at City Hall. During one session at 5:30 p.m., Mayor Pro Tem David Kelm opened a public hearing on the proposed property tax levy for fiscal year 26-27. No written or verbal comments were received and the hearing was closed. Later in the evening, the council set a public hearing for full budget adoption for fiscal year 26-27 on April 13th at 6 p.m. In other action, council members tabled setting wages for seasonal maintenance positions until their next regular meeting on April 6th. According to a news story from Iowa News Service, Iowa labor advocates have announced their support for the burgeoning number of data centers under construction around the state. They say the need for data storage is on the rise and the state is in need of quality employment opportunities. From the $10 million QTS data center in Cedar Rapids to the large expansion of Meta and Google facilities around the state, including in rural areas, Iowa is becoming home to an increasing number of data facilities. Iowa AFL President Charlie Wishman says the expansion isn't slowing down, and Iowa is benefiting from the employment opportunities they present.
it's going to actually bring good paying jobs and benefits to a lot of rural communities, in fact. It's something that we absolutely have to do. So if we're going to build these, let's make sure that they're built with good wages, good benefits, people learning on the job, building our workforce.
Wishman acknowledges water and power usage concerns, but counters that local communities can create agreements with data companies laying out in writing what they will provide local communities and the people who live there.
I think these are all things that when we come together, we can figure out how to move forward and, to be honest, keep our society running.
Meta is expanding its 5 million square foot AI facility in Altoona, among the largest in the world. The company says it's employing advanced closed-loop liquid cooling technology to alleviate water use and other environmental concerns. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast as well as area funeral announcements.